and it's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Hello.
Sound the bell.
Hello.
Because here's the good news.
First of the week, Monday installment of
Not necessarily the news.
Because, at least as far as this planet goes, if it happens, we cover it.
Let's start right out.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened?
All
and
the things.
We might start incorporating other interstellar planetary routes, too, because this week's a big one. Hey, Hank fan livers, how are you today? It appears Tiger Woods, of course, the big story on Friday, that Tiger Woods was involved in like a midday car wreck in Florida. He was charged with one count of driving like Tiger Woods, and So he flipped his Land Rover there in Jupiter, Florida, middle of the day, early Friday afternoon, Florida. Police says he seemed impaired, but he did blow a zero on the breathalyzer.
On scene, we had DRE experts evaluating him, and they believe from on scene that he was not impaired on alcohol, but they believe it was some type of medication or drug.
So he's had issues with Ambien in the past, as we know, and issues also with driving, not on the course. But this looks like that might affect everything. Apparently, nobody was injured on it. What happened is he was driving through a residential place, high rate of speed. And you know how hard it is to flip a Land Rover? Well, he did it. He tried to pass a truck, residential neighborhood. Truck was pulling a trailer, and he flipped the trailer, and that's what started all of this. Nobody was injured again in this whole thing. He was charged with DUI with property damage and refusal to submit a lawful test. Because he declined stuff and tests and stuff. He was finally released around 11 o'clock Florida time on Friday night. And the mugshot's already been making its round on, I saw wherever they were playing the PGA Tour yesterday. A lot of fans already had the shirt with the mugshot on it.
Really?
Yeah. He's been dating Vanessa Trump. That is the ex-wife of Donald Trump Jr. That confuses everybody. And she is evidently pretty angry about the whole situation.
So apparently, there was a caveat put down that he was to never, ever drive the Trump grandchildren before any of this even transpired. Now watch out where those kids are going.
He might not be driving anything here except maybe like a Callaway anytime soon.
And so that new series, Love Story, getting mixed reviews, primarily because the people who actually lived the life are saying, yeah, none of this ever happened. One guy who knows, our fearless leader, President Donald Trump. He tells Fox News that he was president with JFK Jr. way back in the 1990s. Saw him interact with Carolyn Bessette Kennedy, and they had a, quote, interesting relationship. Apparently, they would bicker, then make up, start wildly making out. The Don says they had one of those relationships. Word is the American prince also had plans to run for Senate. Trump thinks he could have actually made it to the White House and says that they liked one another very, very much.
Do you think he sat down and watched the whole thing? He just binge watched it?
I don't know. He was busy watching Melania. He's got things to do.
There it is. Artemis 2 will be NASA's first crewed mission since the Apollo era back in the early 70s. So this happens, target Wednesday. Sending four astronauts on their 10-day journey to loop around the moon so they'll see the dark side, the backside of the moon. And they're testing, basically, to make sure everything goes well. If it does, it will then, the next Artemis 3, they put boots on the ground up there, and they start building, like, a lunar space station to then volley us further into the great beyond.
So of all the days on the calendar, they picked April Fool's Day to go back to the moon. Am I getting this right?
Yeah, for those that wear tinfoil hats and believe that we never went there to begin with. This has not been lost upon them.
Bonus round.
According to NASA, the launch window will open up Wednesday at 5:24 p.m. our time. So right there during Mark Phillips' show.
Oh.
And extend. I'll have a two-hour window on Wednesday. just in case they get scrubbed, because, you know, that can happen in a countdown. They have multiple opportunities, they say, really going for this entire rest of the week. But they have a high degree of confidence that Wednesday afternoon is going to be the time and all systems go flying.
Well, and Mark Phillips can juggle if they do get behind tracks.
But can you do that in zero gravity situations?
I don't know. Maybe we should send him there and see.
Maybe we should get a special correspondent for all things interstellar. Oh, we will. 8:15 on the hotline today to talk about space.
You know, Jelly Roll has quite the sordid history behind all those face tattoos and a good set of pipes. He's actually quite the businessman. He said he started pulling in the cash in the eighth grade when he began selling candy at lunch at school. He bought it at the dollar store on his way in. Had a whole business model set up with his homies. And he even got himself a pager to make sure that the transactions would run smoothly. Hit the pager if it's major.
See, Tiger Woods been visiting him? Okay. Executive order came after the Senate said yes, the House said no, and Trump said, let's go ahead and write the checks. So starting today, they should be showing up in direct deposits for TSA workers to alleviate the strain on the partial government shutdown, which, as far as partial shutdowns go, this is now the longest in history. And just like the line at major airports around the area. Elsewhere, they're trying to get a deal done. Ceasefire of sorts over there in Iran, and two dozen tankers will go through the Strait of Hormuz today, carrying oil. By the way, we also started using drone boats in Iran.
What's a drone boat?
It's like a regular boat, but nobody's at the wheel. So it's like when Tiger Woods is driving an SUV. So there you go.
April Fool's Day incoming, and, you know, everybody's got the jokes. BJ's is no exception. This is the restaurant and brew house. They are offering a sweet heat pepperoni pizookie. It's for one day only. It's on April 1st. The cookie is topped with pepperoni and hot honey. It's going to cost $4.
That's what a pizookie
and is. 1 cent. Yeah. It's the ones that they make. And then they put the ice cream on top, and then everybody sings. So that's all I got.
So is that
April Fool's Day?
Is that for real, or is that a joke?
Can
we believe anything that's being promoted this week for Wednesday?
You know what we need,
including the moon mission.
We need a podcast for food influencers just to see what we'll eat.
I don't buy it.
No, we don't. We don't need any of that.
Big weekend as at the theaters. Project Hail Mary. That is the Ryan Gosling movie about him being stuck in space and being launched out there. That is so far, year to date, the number one money-making movie of the year. So people are going out. Not in droves, but they're going out. And also in movie watching as a sport news, Netflix has raised its prices yet again. So evidently we get our K-pop demon hunters from Iran. So I guess
Waking
it's all affected.
KB and Heather Lee. Yeah.